You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Fired up on this hump day. The playoffs continue to deliver. The countdown is on until the draft. Got a lot going on in the sports world. Hold on one second. How the heck are you, Miller and Moulton? MillerandMoulton.com. Miller underscore Moulton on X. That's how we get the day going. All righty then. Top of the morning to you, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, David. Good morning. Another eventful night. I mean, the playoffs are here. This is a sports fan's delight. For the next 6-7 weeks, it is nonstop every night. Great games. Whether you're a hoop fan or a hockey fan, you're getting your sport, and they are delivering.
We actually had road teams win some games last night. We finally had an overtime game in the Stanley Cup playoffs, albeit a very short one.
I will say it was my kind of overtime for early in the playoffs. I was about to text you and say, I'm in. I just want to let you know I'm in. But I'd like this sucker to end quickly, and it did.
Especially with us having a late night tomorrow night when we're doing our NFL draft Twitch show, 8 until probably 11:30. As we cover the first round, as only we can. It's a little differently than the networks do it. A, a lot less talking heads. B, a lot less video. C, we don't look back. We look forward. So there. But that's for tomorrow. This Panthers Lightning series, the only thing missing is it's 2-0 instead of 1-1.
Now we need the home team to continue winning so this series can go further. I mean, really and truly, that second period last night was just unbelievable hockey, spectacular goaltending, stupendous saves by both goaltenders.
Bobrovsky with probably the best save of his life, which ended up being pretty big considering the game went overtime and his team ended up winning. But yes, trips down the ice, and the goalie was like, well, I can make a better save than that. And then another, no, I'll make a better save than that. I mean, whoo-wee. Good stuff. By the way, Mark, more hitting in game two than game one. And so much more hitting than the other playoff games of the night, too.
I mean, and it's not close, David.
33 more hits in the Panthers Lightning game, which did go, what, like 3 minutes of overtime?
Right.
Okay, but so it went 3 minutes longer than the other three games. 33 more hits in the Panthers Lightning game than in the second closest, most physical game, and literally double the number of hits than in the Rangers Capitals game, the least physical game of the night. Literally double the number of hits. Yes. Can this go on a little longer, please?
Any chance they can play best of nine?
But the Panthers are halfway to the second round, halfway to beating the Lightning for the first time ever. Couple of road teams winning in the NBA playoffs. Now we're talking. Yeah, nice for you guys to, get in the game here. It's what you need. You need series that are 1-1. That's what we're talking about. Listen, they can't fire Doc Rivers, right? Because they're already paying two other coaches. So, I mean, they can't fire him if they lose to Indiana in the first round, because then literally they'll have to hire a new coach. They'll be paying four coaches at the same time. And they'll be paying the other three, I mean, for like three more years each.
Maybe this is the return of the player coach that you guys have been wondering about.
Well, Giannis might as well be.
Right.
And when Dame gets traded this summer, they'll have to restart everything anyhow. So I'm not sure what.
No, Mark, he says he's very happy. He's just got stuff going on in his personal life that's bothering him. He's going through a divorce. Okay, but otherwise he says, no, it loves Milwaukee. Why would you guys think I'm not happy here?
When I could have been in Miami.
Right.
He wanted Miami so bad.
He still does.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
He
it was,
still does.
It was so obvious that's what he wanted.
And, Trent, you touched on it yesterday briefly. I think it was in our final hour when we were talking about somehow the Olympics came up. And you said that, you know, basically, because it's the old guard, too. This is their last Olympics. LeBron, Steph, KD, you know, and Trent's like, yeah, they're all going to get together and decide the 2-3 teams they all want to play on.
Uh-huh.
And you know Miami's going to be one of them.
Darn right. It is a destination for NBA players.
And yet, it'll be either the Nuggets with Jokic or the Mavericks with Luka that end up winning it all. The other team will get talked about the most.
Ooh, look at you.
But it'll be one of the younger Europeans that wins it all.
Speaking of Jokic, did you see the video of his brother in the stands?
I did.
He might actually get charged with assault.
If they can find the guy who he hit, because that's what they're in search of right now, and he... I got to tell you, that guy took a punch.
Yes, he did.
I mean, that was a solid, if you didn't see it, it was a fan interaction fight. It was Jokic's brother. He was two rows above the guy he threw the punch to, so he was throwing it down, and he connected.
Yep. Yes.
And the guy really, I mean, the guy really didn't flinch.
No.
He was not a big dude compared to the guy who he's taking the punch from. Looked like he was giving up easily 40 pounds. And took one on the chin and went, yeah, that all you got?
Cut me, Mick. Cut me. All right? That's, you know, that's Rocky staggering towards Creed. Come on, give me some more. Yeah, that was a good one. But in Denver, the guy's got to stay in hiding. You can't get Jokic's brother in trouble. Are you kidding me? I mean, we're rounding up the cavalry right now. I mean, the Broncos are a lost cause. They can't even get their uniforms right. So it's like, no, we're all in on Jokic. What, his brother's in trouble? The hell he is. Call the best lawyer in town and kidnap that guy who got punched, who got in the way of his fist. How dare he? You do know what's going to happen, right? Half that Olympic team is going to get together and they're going to decide they want to play for Wembanyama in San Antonio. That's the thing. They're going to be like, man, what do you say? We go there and win? I mean, it won't take long. And by long, I mean like next year. What do you say? I mean, I don't
think
it's
been much of a free agent destination, David.
And it's not. That's why these stars have to force a trade. And I'm just curious if any of them goes, you know, I'd love for one of the shooters to say Orlando, because I don't think they're far away. They need a shooter. Their forwards, their bigs, they're fine. They can win a title with their forwards and their bigs. Their forwards are excellent, and they're ball-handling forwards. Their guards are not good. They can't put the ball in the ocean if they're standing in it. They need shooters. Well, hell, you can find shooters in the NBA, right? Right? Two? They need two shooters. Come on, there's got to be a couple of those at the Olympics, right? Orlando, weather's nice, no taxes. What do you say?
Again, it would be fantastic, but you're talking about two teams who
I know
don't get players. Players leave those cities. They don't go to those cities. So what you're talking about to me is a foreign language.
Do you remember 20 years ago? Okay, and it's different. Trent, we're not lying. When Miller and Moulton tell you, 20 years ago, the thought in the NBA was that players would rather go to Orlando than Miami, that Orlando was going to be the free agent destination team in the state of Florida.
That was so silly, too, and I remember the reasons why, because, you know, their families will really like Disney, and they never really took into account that the players are more interested in their girlfriends than their families.
Right.
And then Miami became a much better destination.
But in the early 2000s, remember Duncan was a free agent, Grant Hill, you know, and they're all, and Grant Hill chose Orlando, and Duncan damn near. They were joining forces. Right. They were going to create a super team.
Tim Duncan almost went to Orlando?
Oh, yes.
Never heard that one before.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And David Robinson basically showed up at his house and begged him and convinced, you're taking over. This is your franchise. Okay, trust me. You don't want to go anywhere else. Okay, we're closer to winning than they are. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In fact, I think they had already put up two banners. They put up the one, and I don't know if he kept them there. The next year they put up the second, but oh, yeah. No, Duncan was coming. Yeah. Wasn't that cute, Mark? Remember, the players were going to Orlando, not Miami.
Right.
What do you want to go to Miami for?
And you're sitting here talking about Orlando and San Antonio, not Los Angeles, Miami, New York. I mean,
well, none of them want to go to New York. I mean, that's been proven.
Yeah, but see, the difference is now the Knicks are on the verge of being good.
Oh, sure, those front runners. What are these NBA players going to be like, Stephen A. Smith? Oh, sure, now you're a Knicks fan.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the players are going to be front runners. They're going to go to the team where they're most likely to win a title. Nothing's changed in free agency in a quarter century.
Well, except for the argument that they're going to go there, you know, family and, you know, what have you. I mean, the tax argument's still good. But no, Trent, that was part of the sales. Go, you want to go to Orlando. Much better place to raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think the NBA,
you think family.
Right.
You guys are off to a snarky start in the best way.
Just saying. But Miller and Moulton, listen, we're going to talk draft next hour. Hell, we're going to do it this hour. But we're going to talk draft next hour. Ian Cummings, Pro Football Network. Seth was fired up 2 days ago for this appearance.
He'll have forgotten why he was fired up 2 days ago by the time he's on, but we'll remind him. We've got the text.
Right. So, Seth Everett. And J.P. Shadrick, part of the Jags radio network. What are they going to do? Everybody says they need defense, but then again, they just lost their number one wide receiver. So, they're going to go wide out? And they're right smack in the middle of the draft at 17. So, we'll talk to J.P. about the Jags. Plus, he does a little golf play-by-play. Anything going on there? No? Miller and Moulton! Let's get over the hump together, shall we?
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. Top of the morning to you. How the heck are you? As we get over the hump together, Miller and Moulton. MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. So, they've got these college football spring meetings. And, you know, nothing good comes out of a meeting, right? Every now and then, though, Mark. Come on, even we've been to a couple, two, three meetings that have had a couple of good ideas. Now, follow through on it, that's a whole different story. But hey, there's a couple of them. We looked at one another and we were leaving them going, wasn't bad. Let's see if they follow through. So have you heard about the college football meeting and what they're thinking about doing?
I have seen it. I don't trust meetings, David.
I understand. And they haven't worked out particularly well for us. Okay. I mean, I must admit, you and I should do meetings separately. When we do them together, they don't usually go well for us. But so apparently, you know, this TV deal that got worked out, it's really good for the SEC and the Big Ten.
Right.
Not okay for the ACC and the Big 12. Not great. Okay. Pretty good for Notre Dame, to be honest.
Very good for Notre Dame.
I mean, if they make the playoff, it's very good for Notre Dame. But not good if you're a Group of Five school. At all. Not good at all. I mean, less than $2 million is what you're getting if you're a Group of Five school from the national TV money. I mean, less than $2 million bucks. Are you serious? I mean, what's that now? Your quarterback? I mean, your quarterback salaries being paid? Maybe your quarterback and then somebody else? I mean, you're not even paying for your head coach. Hell, you're basically maybe paying for your two coordinators by what you're getting in TV money. I mean, not good. So, apparently the group of five schools are talking about, you know, should we do our own thing? Do you think there's more money in it if we do our own thing?
Well, I mean, I know there's nothing more that I've wanted is a Sunbelt MAC type of matchup late in the season. I mean, I think the college football fans clamoring to see the American take on Conference USA in some postseason games.
Now,
in fact, we could get someone on the line right now, name schools and tell me what conference it is, and I don't know if they'd go 50%.
Hey, listen, with the way they're switching conferences,
right,
you and I may only go about 63%, and we're paying attention. So now I got to call you out, though, a little bit. All right, Trent, I don't know if you're aware. You know, Mark's 54. He's got a beautiful, loving wife. He's got a great daughter. She's turning 10 next month. Okay. You know, both mother-in-law and mom are still, they're in good health, very much a part of his and their life. I mean, Mark's got a beautiful house, country club membership. I mean, you know, for as snarky as we are, and Mark's got a pretty decent life.
I've got a great life because my wife does well for herself.
Right. You know, never mind his son who's graduated college and, you know, and he's, hell, he might be running a business one day. He's got it all figured out.
This is just barreling towards a huge.
I've got to be honest. I'm worried right now.
No, but there's one thing left on Mark's, you know, to-do list. There's one thing left on his bucket list. Mark, living in Southwest Florida for over a quarter century now, has one thing that he wants to do before it's time to meet his maker. Mark, what is that?
Bring a bowl game to Southwest Florida.
That's right. Mark wants to wear the ugly sport coat.
Damn right. Watch Scotty Scheffler in that thing after the RBC Heritage and said, you know who'd look good in that? We change the colors up a little bit, maybe make this pink and key lime green. I've got the jacket designed.
Right. Okay. And Mark, I'm just curious. And this is it. This is all you have left to accomplish in life. Everything else is details. Okay. But you've got, you know, one hopes and dreams left for you, not for your family and whatever, but for you. And Mark, the two teams that are going to be playing in your bowl game, your game, mid-season, you're going to start flying around the country on a credit card. And you're going to start, you know, racking up the miles and the points and what have you, scouting out teams from what two conferences again?
Conference USA and the MAC, probably, David.
Okay. Right.
I didn't say it was a big bowl game that I wanted. I just wanted a bowl game.
Right. So this is on your bucket list. This is it. It's all you got left to accomplish.
When the Bahamas Bowl was not being played at the Bahamas last year and they were looking for a location, I did go to members of Lee County Sports Authority and try to get them to contact the Bahamas Bowl about hosting here,
you know,
in Southwest Florida.
For how many bowl games there are, and we made plenty of jokes about this, I am kind of shocked that there's not one.
There's no venue.
Makes sense, but I just, it, on its
there's
face.
There's no venue.
There's no venue.
I get it. I'm just saying. I mean, that's kind of.
Talking to you.
But
JetBlue Park, can we reconfigure it?
Now, you know, certain communities like, you know, Jacksonville, heck, they've got two bowl games, I think, right? At times they had two, or no, Jacksonville has one,
Orlando has two.
Right. You know, Alabama hosts many a college bowl game, you know, various points around the state. But, you know, in Southwest Florida, there is no venue. The other thing is, hotel rooms during bowl season are pricey.
I think that statement is a little misleading because we're not having the bowl game on January 1. We're having it in late December when the hotel room problem is not as difficult as it would be between Christmas and New Year. That's
okay,
all.
So you think the week before Christmas you'll be able to negotiate? Once again, this is all you're doing. You think in that sport coat you'll be able to negotiate a good hotel room rate?
I may have to start smoking cigars to go with the sport jacket, but yes, David.
Remember, so what color is the jacket again?
Pink and key lime green.
Okay.
With palm trees on it.
And we're talking Conference USA and the MAC. Correct?
I don't think we can get the American. I don't think we're of that level. Maybe the Sun Belt.
Right. So two of the three between the Conference USA, the Sun Belt, and the MAC.
That's it.
Right.
Now, who's the ideal sponsor? Like, what are we going to call it?
Simple. Hertz is the ideal sponsor. Their headquarters is a store. I can get there three shots. Driver hybrid wedge, and I'm at the Hertz campground. I even know the marketing guy. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I've already started on him.
Especially if you can do like Don Johnson and Tin Cup and just bounce the sucker down the roadway.
Got it.
You may only need one club, actually. So, but just remember, you know, this is the matchup that you want. This would fulfill your life professionally. So that's what they're thinking at this meeting. There are other people that would be like, you know, and get people going, hey, how about a little Memphis-Boise State bowl game, semifinal game? You know, South Florida's in a group of five. You know, the American. I mean, come on now. But anyway, they're wondering if they can put together a tournament with sponsors. You know how networks are clamoring for, you know, programming. And you got to remember, ESPN owns the bowls. This is a chance to get another network, streaming, what have you. The group of five is kicking around the idea, Mark, of maybe we need to do our own thing. Because we're all but out of the current format, and probably in about an hour and a half, we're going to be out altogether. What do you say?
Does the champion get relegated to the big boys?
Think they get more money.
Starting Five is next right here on Miller and Moulton.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Getting over the hump together. Hope your week's going well. I hope it gets better. Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. We've got a live broadcast tomorrow night on Twitch, twitch.tv/Miller and Moulton. Heck, we do this show on Twitch every morning, but tomorrow night, hell, we're going to do 2 4-hour shows tomorrow, Mark. One in the morning, one in the evening.
One that we get paid for, one that we don't. And I'm all fired up for the latter, which is the scariest thing in the world.
It really is. Wow, we have been together too long, because that was me, you know, most of our broadcast relationship here. Now, see, once again, I don't know that I'm a good influence on you.
I don't know if you are either. I don't. But I'm fired up for the draft show because I do think we do a decent job at it. We have a lot of fun. But as you said, we go forward.
Yep.
We don't focus on... We're not going to spend 7 minutes talking about Caleb Williams after he's picked by the Bears because, well,
right.
What else is there to say?
Right. I mean, is this a surprise? Is there any drama?
The surprise could be in pick two.
Yeah. Or three or four or five. So let's go. And speaking of which, 21 minutes before the hour, let's go.
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's the Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
So the Panthers have won 11 straight overtime games, and the Lightning have lost 6 straight. So needless to say, when last night's game went to overtime, and Carter Verhaeghe now has five career overtime goals. Wow, that's a lot. Mario Lemieux never had one. Panthers 3-2 in overtime over the Lightning. 121 hits in the game. 121 hits. To give you an idea, the Rangers Capitals, which was considered feisty, had 61. This series has been highly entertaining. Panthers have been better, though. They had the edge in play for most of last night also. Had about 15 more shots on goal.
They're a better, deeper team. That's all there is to it. I'm excited to see what adjustments Tampa can make when they have home ice advantage. But through two games, Florida looks like the more complete team, even though both games have been very close.
Panthers lead two spit. Next two games in Tampa. A couple of road team winners last night in the NHL playoffs. Colorado scored four times in the second period. And Georgiev was solid in the nets. 5-2 over Winnipeg to even that series. Nashville, you know, they had a lead mid-third period in game one. And then news, Mark, a few hours before game two, that Vancouver's all-star goalie Demko probably out for the rest of the series, or at least a good chunk of it, with an undisclosed injury. So Vancouver's down to their backup goalie. Nashville said, thank you very much. They scored four goals on 16 shots. And even that series at a game apiece, 4-1 Preds over the Canucks. And the Rangers, interesting game. They had the edge in play, but they gave up a power play goal late. Caps pulled the goalie, kept the Rangers pinned in for the final 2.5 minutes of the game. Had some point-blank opportunities. Rangers survived game two, 4-3. Would be interesting. There was a controversial hit early third period. Panarin for the Rangers on TJ Oshie for the Caps. Wasn't a dirty hit, but he made contact with his head. And in today's NHL, that's a penalty, if not a suspension. And Panarin's a star player. Panarin didn't even get a penalty. Needless to say, the Caps, not happy. And it'll be interesting to see what the league does, if anything, before game three, and whether or not the Caps take that angst out on the Rangers in game three. Three playoff games tonight, Mark. Boston at Toronto, series tied at one. Vegas at Dallas. The Stars lost game one at home. And Kings at Edmonton. I mean, McDavid had five assists in game one.
Five.
Yeah. So, Oilers lead that series 1-0. So, Mark, if you were an NBA team and you felt you were jobbed at the end of the game the night before, do you really want the so-called two-minute report? Or do you just basically say to the league, do me a favor, just keep it to your damn self?
No, I think I want it, and here's why. It, in theory, should give me several calls the next game.
Well, the Sixers got the two-minute report in which the league said, oh, can I tell you how many ways you guys got hosed? I mean, Maxey was fouled twice. And, yes, Nick Nurse should have been granted a timeout one of the two times he tried to call it. But besides that, everything went fine. Oh, wait, did you guys lose the game in the closing seconds because they didn't call fouls or give you a timeout? Oh, man, we're sorry about that. Hey, good luck the rest of the series. Indiana went into Milwaukee, still no Giannis. Beat the Bucks comfortably, 125-108.
Well, with Doc now, the defense is so much better.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Siakam with 37. As the Pacers even that series. Hey, I'm just throwing this out there. Could the Pacers go on an Atlanta Hawks type run? They're getting Milwaukee without... Remember, the Hawks had a few things going for them when they made that run 2-3 years ago. And they were in the same part of the bracket, too. And just saying. Because if the Pacers, you know, they're playing Milwaukee without Giannis.
Right.
Well, they can win this series.
Absolutely.
and then they'd get the Knicks or the Sixers. Well, Embiid's limping around, you know, on one leg, and the Knicks are playing without Randall. I mean, the Knicks are overachieving. I mean, it looks to me like if you're the Indiana Pacers right now, the brackets that you're in, your side of the bracket's vulnerable. I'm just wondering, can the Pacers go on an Atlanta Hawks, like, run here? Where next thing you know, they're in the conference final, and you go, huh, I'll be damned. That series even at one. Timberwolves, they are taking it to Phoenix. They are getting it done. Held the Suns again to 93 points. 105-93. T-Wolves are up 2-0. Luka with 32. Kawhi played for the Clippers, but Dallas a winner on the road to even that series, 96-93. Clippers shot just 37%. Kawhi played 35 minutes, scored 15 points. Heat and Celtics tonight. Boston a 14.5 point favorite. Wow. And OKC, a 7.5 point favorite tonight at home against the Pelicans. Baseball. Max Fried pulled the Maddox. Three hit shutout, less than 2 hours. Buck 54. Braves 5-0 over the Marlins, who are 6-19. Yeah. Detroit doubled up Tampa Bay 4-2. Riley Green with two homers. You know the Rays are in last place in the East?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Just a game below 500. Just saying. Cleveland, the Guardians, you know, they've been playing baseball in Cleveland for a few years. And by a few, I mean like 125. This is the best start in franchise history. They're 17-6. They beat Boston 4-1. Yankees scored 4 in the first, beat Oakland 4-3. Andrew McCutchen led off the game with a homer for the second straight night. Pirates over Milwaukee 2-1. Reds snapped the Phillies 7-game winning streak 8-1. Ohtani homered a monster shot, by the way. Like, oh, snap, like 470 feet. 4-1 Dodgers over the Nats. White Sox actually scored 5 runs and still lost because the Twins scored 2 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, beat them 6-5. The White Sox are 3-20.
It's going to be a long year.
Do you think if the Orioles AAA team was playing the White Sox schedule, they'd be better than 3-20?
Well, the Orioles have called up two of those players already on the season. If True. Both of those players were still in Baltimore, then the answer is for sure yes.
Cubs with 5 in the first beat Houston 7-2. The Astros are 7-17. When do we start getting concerned?
Now. They're not good.
Yeah, and they have a bunch of injuries to their pitching. Royals 3-2 over Toronto. Arizona 14-1 over the Cardinals. Pavin Smith with a slam and 6 RBIs. You know, the Mariners are quietly in first place. Now, they're only a game above 500. The AL West is not very good right now. But they shut out Texas 4-0. Colorado beat San Diego 7-4. Giants handed the Mets their third straight loss 5-1. And Angels, Trout batting leadoff, homered. First time in 12 years he's done that. Angels 7-4 over the Orioles. The Bears are saying, hey, make sure you tune into the draft Thursday night. And they literally use that phrase, tune in, because we know who we're going to pick, but we're not telling you. Oh, you guys. You.
Wow, the drama.
Yep. Boy. The Bengals, by the way, signed backup quarterback Jake Browning to a 2-year deal. They gave him a raise. They should. He played pretty well last year. And Jerry Jones held a presser yesterday.
Why?
Did you? Well, because Jerry loves to hear Jarrah speak.
Pre-draft presser?
It's the same reason he's on the radio show every single
Tuesday.
A week? Yeah.
Tuesday night. Tuesday on the big sports stage, the Ticket, I think, in Dallas. Jarrah's got his hour that he does. Yep. So Jarrah and Steven and Mike McCarthy just sat there with, you know, a sign around him that said, I got to win this year or I'm fired. And Jarrah said, hey, we know that we haven't signed Dak or CeeDee Lamb or Micah Parsons to an extension. We know this is intentional. Okay, I'm doing this for a reason. And when everybody pointed out, you do know historically the longer you wait, the more money it costs you. Jerry proceeded to lecture everybody about, listen, nobody knows more about where the salary cap is going in the next 3, 4, 5 years in the league than me. Okay, trust me, we got a handle on this.
Okay. Okay. All right.
College football spring meetings, the group of five schools are kicking around the idea that, maybe we should do our own playoff. All right, that we're getting $1.8 million per school from the new deal that's about to start, and give me a break. So maybe we can call up some networks and do our own thing, and I don't know. Maybe somebody would be interested in televising it, come up with our own championship. I don't know.
On the CW, everybody.
Well, just saying. I mean, CBS is one bowl game. Fox has one or two. I mean, I don't know. If you're in an NBC, doesn't have a bowl.
I wonder if the fact that the UFL is getting 1 million viewers every time they put it on any network, that these group of five going, it's football. Do we just? I mean, if the game's on, it's going to do 1 million people.
Well, yeah. I mean, those bowl games, the first week, like the New Mexico Bowl, 2+ million people watch that game. And it's on ESPN2 on a Saturday afternoon. I mean, first off, how many times do the group of five schools play before a television audience of 2+ million?
Never when they're playing one another. I mean, outside of these games, never.
So, you know, that's why they're kicking this around. Also, the reason they're kicking it around is the last TV negotiations went very badly for them, and they figure in 5 to 7 years, the next plan, they may be just phased out altogether. So this may be a preemptive move by the group of five schools. Yeah,
this is a lifeline to me, David. They see what's coming, and they're trying to figure out a way to stay relevant in some way, shape, or form.
And it's 7 minutes before the hour. That was
the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
I'm telling you, the more we talk, I understand, you know, that there's not this great demand to see New Mexico play Charlotte. Well, but then why do we watch these stupid bowl games?
I don't know the answer because I don't.
I know you don't.
And you don't.
But listen, you and I love the NHL. Those stupid bowl games get twice the viewership of a Stanley Cup playoff game on a network.
Ian Cummings to talk the draft in 40 minutes. Thanks for listening right here. We are Miller and Moulton.